For the past 2 years, we've asked a variety of people what they're reading or planning to read over the summer. Today, we have the first installment of this year's summer reading series. Frances Slakey is a biology and physics professor at Georgetown University and an avid mountain climber. He's one of fewer than 90 people who have climbed the highest peaks on all 7 continents. On expeditions, Slakey and his team bring books for the days or even weeks when bad weather locks them in. When climbing Mount Everest 4 years ago, they devoured all their John Grisham and Scott Turow paperbacks. But one climber was reading An Instance of the Finger Post by Ian Pears, a 700-page 17th-century murder mystery. After the climber finished the novel, Slakey ripped out sections of the book and passed them around.
It's broken into 4 sections, and it's 4 different perspectives on the same murder. It's the same set of facts at the beginning of each section, but since each section is told with a different narrator, different point of view, they come to a different conclusion. So at the end of each section, you think a different person committed the crime, and you don't know until right at the end who actually did it. So what's real, what's not? It's just a great theme.
What's real and what's not can be of critical importance on the slopes of Everest. On their descent, Slakey's climbing partner started to hallucinate.
There's one moment when my climbing partner was descending, and he started reaching into pockets that didn't exist to pull out change to buy an ice cream cone from the ice cream vendor. He swore the ice cream vendor was there. When we got back down to sea level, he could even describe what the ice cream vendor looked like in the middle of this snowstorm at 27,000 feet on the face of Everest. He met an ice cream vendor.
In 2001, before leaving for Alaska to climb Mount McKinley, a friend gave Slakey In the Heart of the Sea by Nathaniel Philbrick. It's the story of the whaling ship Essex, which set sail from Nantucket Harbor in the early 1800s. On the voyage, once in the Pacific Ocean, the Essex collided with an 85-foot sperm whale. The ship went down, and the crew packed themselves and whatever supplies they could onto lifeboats. As Slakey read the tale, a snowstorm hit McKinley, confining him and his team for weeks. In the story, the masters and crew of the Essex struggled to survive.
Pollard's and Hendrick's men were coming to the end of their provisions, with barely a pound of hardtack left to share among 10 men. Then Charles Ramsdell uttered the unspeakable. They should cast lots. They cut up a scrap of paper and placed the pieces in a hat. The lot fell to Owen Coffin. He was soon dispatched and nothing left of him. They ate the damn cabin boy. It probably would have been a terrific read at sea level, but it was absolutely the wrong book for me to take on this climbing trip.
Frances Slakey is a biology and physics professor at Georgetown University. Next summer, he plans to climb K2, the world's 2nd tallest mountain, located near the China-Pakistan border. You can find more summer reading suggestions on the books page at our website, npr.org.